Right now, though, we're going to focus on the European Union. That region of the world continually does activities that seemingly are setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Dr. Rob Congdon is the man who covers the European Union for us. It's a situation there in Israel, Rob, that the European Union is concerned about. They're calling for both sides to cease fire in this conflict. I'm not sure that's going to work, even if the European Union calls for it. Are you?
No, it's not. I think we have a situation, I suspect, with other people you've talked to. Israel's going to do what Israel has to do and what is necessary for Israel. This is not a case where the EU is going to really be able to put pressure on them. At least I can't foresee them doing that, other than typical, you know, populist opinion. But no, Israel's going to do what they have to do.
Let me change the focus just a second, Rob, if you will, to Germany. Angela Merkel, who is Chancellor of Germany, very upset about the spying by the United States that has been going on in Germany and even on her telephone, her cell phones. What about the fact that they expelled a CIA official? That is making real loud statement to the United States. We don't like this.
It's certainly saying we don't trust you now. And I think that it's kind of the old story. When certain situations hit very close to home, there is a reaction. Chancellor Merkel was very upset that her phone was spied upon. That has stirred much of Europe in terms of a negative view of the U.S. administration. This is just one more step. This is a situation where they're apparently, in simple terms, been involved with spying, sending information to the U.S. CIA about Germany. Germany is not going to like that. Remember, Germany at the moment is really the major influence in the European Union. Other countries will start reacting and I think be supportive, because the last thing that they want to see is a U.S. spying on them in a very overt fashion. Everybody does listening and, so to speak, low-level spying over in Europe and the U.S., but this is too blatant. And this is a chance for Germany and the European Union to say, hold it, we've drawn a line, we are becoming the world leaders, and we're not going to go for this. And so I think the reaction is very much what we could expect from them. It's probably much more serious than many people have thought on the surface, and I think when our Secretary of State discusses it with him, I'm not sure they're going to really listen to him.
What about Juncker, who has probably going to be the European Commissioner? He has always pushed a empire, as you have mentioned often, that the people, the leadership in Europe talks about with the formation of the revived Roman Empire as called for in Bible prophecy.
The key we need to see here, and it's really an underlying aspect of this entire story, is there is starting to become a realignment of power in the EU. The Commission is trying to get more power. The Parliament is trying to get more power. It's a balancing act. We're going to have to watch it closely, but I think in the long run, you're going to see the Commission gaining more power. And also, I've just started picking up more and more people are saying we've got to streamline the Commission, get it to a smaller group instead of 28 men and women. We've got to get it down to maybe a group of 10 commissioners, and the other 18 would be sort of sub-commissioners. So, prophetically, we've got to keep watching. It keeps getting exciting.
It does get more exciting every day. I like that number 10. That's what the Bible calls for. Dr. Rob Congdon, he's our man who covers that region of the world, very important region in an end-time prophecy scenario. We're talking about the Roman Empire coming back to power, and it looks like the EU is at least the infrastructure for that. Rob, thank you so very much for joining us. We'll talk to you again next week.
Well, we'll look forward to it. Lord bless.